Jones. Darren Jones, you're a pro with that spanner.
Thank you, Tom Daly. Your boiler's all fixed now, mate.
Oh, you legend. You save bath time.
No problem.
No heating or hot water? Contact British Gas before 11 a.m. and we are committed to being there same day, whether you're a customer or not. T's and C's apply. Based on 2024 data, 80% of customers received this service.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great. Yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me no board for Sunday. Ehi meri baili garsi. Ehi me hornchilondia.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
It's the season of generosity. And at Waitrose, we're kicking things off with our half-price roasts offer. Choose from our tender and rich Aberdeen Angus beef roasting joints or juicy Moorish beech-smoked gammon joints. You can serve generously with our half-price roasts. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions. Offer ends 12th of November.
Here at the Virgin Games Development Hub, we run all sorts of tests to make sure our players get the most thrilling experiences, wherever they are. Like testing our game recommendations feature for people playing in the bar, or our daily free games for people playing on the train, or the perfect amount of free spins you get when you play £10. Let me see. Oh, it's 30.
Get 30 free spins when you play £10. Virgin Games. Serious about play. Visit virgingames.com. 18 plus UK only. New members only. Must opt in. Free spins on double bubble. 1p coin size. Max size. 30-day expiry. Full rules at virgingames.com. Play responsibly. BeGambleAware.org.
Tim's listening party was a lockdown sensation.
Unfortunately, it was on Twitter, which you can't listen to.
But Absolute Radio has the solution.
Tim Burgess explores seminal albums alongside the artists who brought them to life.
Absolute Radio presents Tim's listening party with Tim Burgess.
Hiya and welcome to another episode of Tim's Listening Party on Absolute Radio with me, Tim Burgess, where I sit down with an artist and play back a classic album together. We've had so many listening parties over the past year covering classic albums like Simple Minds doing New Gold Dream, Keane doing Hopes and Fears, B-52's doing Cosmic Thing. Search for Tim's Listening Party wherever you get your podcasts and you'll have a whole archive of podcasts to catch up on. Make sure to get involved on Twitter throughout the show by tweeting @Tim_Burgess and @AbsoluteRadio using the hashtag Tim's Listening Party. This episode I'm joined by one of the biggest rock stars ever to talk about one of the biggest albums ever, fronting one of the most successful bands of all time. Their contribution to music is providing songs that are instantly recognisable by so many people of all ages across the world. From selling out stadiums to winning Grammys to music halls of fame, they've done it all and don't really need this introduction. So before John Bon Jovi joins me to talk about Slippery When Wet, let's remind ourselves why the world loves Bon Jovi.
For the broken hearted, a silent prayer for faith departed. I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my
John, thanks so much for joining me for a listening party. You're in good company. I've had the Bangles on, Kings of Leon, New Order, and I've actually got an episode coming up with Nile Rodgers to talk about Risque, and hopefully a little bit about Let's Dance.
I remember that. I was there.
Yeah?
I was the gopher. I was the coffee boy. Tell Nile I said hi. He'll know me very, 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 very
yeah?
well.
What's the story? I mean...
My distant cousin, who I didn't know before...
Yeah?
Owned a studio called The Power Station. And Nile...
In New York, right?
Owned... Well, didn't own. Nile, for all intents and purposes, owned Studio B.
Yeah.
It was Sheik's studio.
It was his place, yeah.
And so he and Bernard and Tony, and they would do all their productions out of that room. Mm-hmm. And so when Bowie came in to do that album with Stevie Ray, you know, I wasn't in the studio much, you know. I literally, my job was to go get the beer and the burgers.
Wow.
But I absolutely was there. I walked in and saw it.
So is this, what, 81 maybe?
81, 82.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Nile will echo it for you.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Being there at that time at that studio, I was just back there doing a listening party.
Yeah.
I watched through the window as Bowie and Freddie sang Under Pressure. You know, and the Stones and Bruce and Chic, and there was so much going on there, and I was just a kid. Crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so for a couple of years I was the gopher until I signed the deal.
Good apprenticeship.
It was, you know what I got out of it? I never really learned to be a very good assistant
right.
in the studio.
Right.
Because I was literally lower than that.
T-boy, they call it, do they?
The T-boy. I was the T-boy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the greatest lesson I learned was the bigger the star, the nicer the person.
Yeah.
It was the B-level guy who thought he was somebody who was the ass
yeah.
to the T-boy.
Yeah.
But it was the Mick Jaggers who were the greatest.
Yeah.
You know.
That's great, Mick, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyhow.
Well, that's...
I digress.
So what shall we start with? I mean, should we
Please.
Start with the reason why you're here in the UK is to talk about your new album, Forever.
Thank you.
And, I mean, I want to know, you know, what the process was. Do you demo?
Yeah. We do. And we did an intensive pre-production so that when we went in the studio, we were very prepared. Not that we always aren't anyway.
Yeah.
But for some reason, there was this, on this album, this great sense of joy going into it. And our last album, 2020, was released during COVID. Well, all of us were in lockdown.
Yeah.
And so I was the narrator on a very topical record. And you're writing about COVID and gun control and soldiers with PTSD and George Floyd. And it's not a very joyous record.
No, no, no.
But I believe a great album nonetheless.
Uh-huh.
The one before that was This House Is Not For Sale. It was a statement record in the post-Richie years. And so, again, great rock record, not a joyous record. This record, coming out of COVID, coming through the voice surgery, there was this kind of feeling of anticipation and joy. And then we were also going to mark the 40th anniversary with the forthcoming documentary. So that we really were like feeling appreciative.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we went in prepared.
So do you do like home demos and then get together?
Starts, you know, whether I'm writing alone into my telephone, or collaborating with perhaps John Shanks, our co-producer, now guitar player.
Yeah.
Then we'd get in a room and put it on the phone and then, you know, maybe make a home demo. But if we didn't go that far, I'd get in the room with the guys and work it up.
Okay, in the rehearsal room.
And then you get in the rehearsal room and work it up.
And John Shanks and you produced this record?
Correct.
Okay.
And everything for the last almost 20 years.
Yeah. Well, let's hear the first song from the new Bon Jovi record, Forever. This is called Legendary.
Legendary. I know this town like the back of my hand. Every crack in the sidewalk tells me who I am. Living in love is the law of the land. These are our dreams, that's where we stand. Raise my hands up to the sky. Don't need more. Legendary. Who are you and who am I to think that we could ever fly? We'll be right back.
That's new from Bon Jovi. It's called Legendary from their latest album, Forever. It's Tim Burgess here, and I'm delighted to be joined by John Bon Jovi on Absolute Radio. Well, thanks for doing a listening party.
Happy
with
to
me.
Be here.
And we're going to talk about Slippery When Wet. I suppose the first thing that I was thinking about was the very first time I noticed your name was on a poster in Manchester. And I'm not sure when about it was, but you were opening for Kiss.
We were.
And I thought, I wonder, oh, Kiss, yeah, I know them, but who's this John Bon Jovi? Who's this Bon Jovi, you know?
Right.
And so do you remember that at all?
I do. It was 1984. It was our first album and first tour. We had just completed the American run, and Runaway was a hit song. Yeah. We had the opportunity, thanks to things like Kerrang! Magazine,
yeah, exactly,
to come over here and had the opportunity to support Kiss. And it was their first tour without, I believe it to be their first tour without the makeup.
Right.
And they were playing in theaters and a couple of arenas. And we landed here and went to Brighton as our first date and got to Manchester and I believe Wembley Arena with them. And then we went on to the continent and played bunch of European shows too, but yeah, that was my first time in the UK.
And you've always had a really great, you know,
we built a reputation,
yeah,
as being a, you know, a live band.
You love coming here, right?
I love coming here.
Yeah,
I love it. So much history for me here in these last 40 years, but that was our first time.
And so it's your third album.
It is.
And where were you playing before Slippery When Wet?
We were playing the Dominion Theatre,
yeah,
here in London.
Right, okay.
I remember that as a famous show for us because the power went out. It was 1985, it was the second album, the power, somebody tripped the circuit. And we were an accomplished live band, and I remember we picked up a couple of acoustic guitars, went and sat on the edge of the stage and played acoustic without a PA, and they started writing about it. You know, it's like, wow. And they didn't panic. And we're like, duh. You know, we play bars in New Jersey. We know how to do this. But it was that kind of built a reputation as a live band. So
yeah,
that Dominion show was a big deal. The Shepherd's Bush Empire,
oh, wow,
you know, nice, those kind of joints.
Yeah.
And then we worked our way up to, I guess, by the third album. And after Slippery, then we could play an arena. And then, of course, it built from there. But up until then, it was the little 1,200-seat kind of theaters.
I mean, for me, you know, we've had a couple of records where we started to play arenas.
Yep.
And then a couple of records later, we were back down to theaters. And then a couple of records later, arenas again. But you went from, you know, I guess,
it just kept
Shepherd's
going
Bush
up.
Empire,
yeah,
to stadiums.
To the theater. No, not really. From the Shepherd's Bush and the Dominion, that kind of thing, to Hammersmith Odeon.
Yeah.
You know, great venues like that. That really, really, I remember that very well. And worked our way up to the arena, Wembley Arena.
Wembley Arena, yeah.
To all those, you know, that kind of 10,000 seat stuff. And then from there, festivals,
yeah.
You know, where you're the bottom of the bill and you work your way up.
You played Donington
many times, and it worked our way up from there. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, let's kick off this listening party with the opening song from Slippery When Wet. It's Let It Rock. Tim Burgess with John Bon Jovi for a listening party.
Track one, Let Slippery. It Rock.
Yes.
What do you remember about that? It's a very dramatic keyboard intro.
Yeah. Very Deep Purple.
Right, yeah, that's starting, good, that's good.
And we thought about starting a show. Now, this is our third album. We played hundreds of shows as a recording act by this time. We had toured throughout Europe, the States, Japan. It was a kind of make or break record. You know, the first record did well. The second record did twice the first.
Yeah.
The third one is the, you know, are we for real or not? And we come up with Let It Rock thinking show opener.
Yeah.
And telling these stories of the fictional stories of the characters. So, we go to Vancouver and we find a new producer by the name of Bruce Fairburn, who had done a band called Loverboy, but wasn't Bruce Fairburn yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to a place called Vancouver, which really wasn't Vancouver yet.
Okay.
You know, and we went there during the World Expo of 1986. And there was a young kid engineer whose name is Bob Rock, who then became Bob Rock.
Yeah.
And Bruce Fairburn was not Bruce Fairburn, and that studio was not legendary yet. And we all came together. And what happened was just the magic that is, you know, Slippery When Wet.
Wow. So, in the all-time best-selling albums ever, Slippery When Wet has clocked up sales of 28 million?
I guess.
Do you check back weekly to see if it's...
do you look PRS statements? You know. 28 million
17. Yeah. 28 million 19. Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
And I also wondered, when we first started, the Charlatans first started, most of the places that we went to on the continent, our record only came out on bootleg. And I was wondering that, you know, if you counted all the bootlegs as well as the 28 million, you know, probably like 38 million maybe?
I don't know. I mean, I have no concept of that number any longer. I do know it was one of the, in America, they gave you an award called the Diamond Award for the original, and I remember this, and because I couldn't be at it. 63 of the biggest selling albums of all time, and they invited as many of the living artists to come to one luncheon.
Yeah.
And they gave you a poster with your album's covers on.
Yeah.
So that we knew that Slippery was one of those records, but since then I haven't paid attention, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I believe you.
Yeah.
It's one place above Carole King, Tapestry.
Wow.
And one place below Prince, Purple Rain.
Incredible company.
Yeah. Staggering to me.
Staggering to me too.
Time for another song. Here is track number 2 on the album. Part of why Slippery When Wet became the album it did. You Give Love a Bad Name.
Shot through the heart and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Yeah.
listening to Tim's Listening Party on Absolute Radio. Tim Burgess here with John Bon Jovi. Tell me about that second track from Slippery When Wet, You Give Love a Bad Name.
Our first number one. You know, when we wrote it, we felt good about it. You know, right. Even going in, we were like, yeah, this one's pretty catchy. It works. And at the time in America, Robert Palmer's band called Power Station, named after that studio.
Oh, I love Robert Palmer.
Addicted to Love was a big song on the radio. Joan Jett's cover of I Love Rock and Roll. Big anthemic.
Yeah.
And we're like, we've got to write a better chorus than In and Out of Love off the Fahrenheit record. It needs that B-line. Oh, I see what it is. It's like the songwriting got better. It became more focused, you know? So we write Bad Name. We go in and we cut it. We feel good about it.
Yeah.
And even in the studio, we sort of knew what it was going to be. And then we were lucky enough that it was an American number one that started this journey.
Were you fans of, obviously you just mentioned Robert Palmer, but were you a fan of Robert Palmer?
Yeah. All that kind of pop rock.
Yeah.
Not just the stuff in what in America would be called Circus Magazine, Cream Magazine, you know, like the rock magazine stuff, but the more poppy, radio-friendly stuff too I liked, yeah.
Yeah. And how did it feel getting your first number one?
Crazy. We were supporting a country-esque pop band called 38 Special, and this southern rock kind of thing. And we were in a Holiday Inn in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We were the support act, and our manager flew there because he can't get there from here kind of place, you know. And we got the news that Slippery entered the charts at number one.
And had the album been completed, or was it?
Those days.
Yeah.
There's one great story about that album and the album cover. Is you know the album cover as a black hefty bag that I took my fingers and ran across a wet hefty bag and wrote Slippery When Wet, and I said, here's your album cover. Just before then, and the single was on the radio. This is a day and age before fax machines, the internet, mobile phones. I know it sounds like the dark ages, but we're 3,000 miles away in Vancouver. The record company takes this picture of a girl's bosom from her lips down to her belly button and across her chest, right, Slippery When Wet. And they send me this album cover, and I'm appalled by the cropping of the picture to begin with. And I said, by the way, because Xerox in that day were one color, they were blue, solely blue. And varying shades of the color blue. I said, what color is this album cover? And they said, well, it's hot pink. And it matches her lipstick. And I said, you might as well put the gun in my mouth and pull the trigger. It's career suicide if you put this album cover out. And they said, well, we've printed up 500,000 of them. You're And I said, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Went into the photo studio with the photographer, squirted a black hefty bag, wrote Slippery When Wet with my fingers. And I said, if it worked for AC/DC back in black, it's good enough for me. Here's your album cover. And Bad Name was already on the radio. This was late. And they had to burn that 500,000 album.
Could you stop it being seen entirely?
Came out in Japan.
Yeah.
And because the Japanese back in those days were 2 weeks ahead or 3 weeks ahead.
Right.
But it never got out anywhere else. And so, hence the black cover, which was a dire move in the middle of the night. But because Bad Name was already on the radio.
Yeah, gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep.
From one massive hit to another, let's play track number three on the album. This is Living on a Prayer on Absolute Radio. Track 3 from Slippery When Wet, Living on a Prayer. It's Tim's Listening Party, going through Bon Jovi's third album with the band's frontman, John Bon Jovi. So, I mean, your songs are, you know, very ubiquitous. And I was wondering, you know, you're in an airport, you know, you're in Home Depot, Staples. Well, how do you feel when you hear, you know, your song on the, you know?
You know, the same way you did when you were a kid and heard it on the radio for the first time. You're excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's mind-blowing. Every kid strums a guitar in his bedroom, or a tennis racket or a broom, with the dream that someday they'd hear a song on the radio.
Yeah, it's important to keep that, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
It's important to recognize it. I mean, you know, I get it. We had a festival, or I'm involved in a festival, and I call it Tim Peaks.
Cool.
Part David Lynch, part me.
Yeah.
And there's a brass band who played Living on a Prayer, which everybody knew, from the security guards to the kids, you know, everyone was singing along with it. And this brass band, which I thought was kind of something that you might find quite amusing. But next up is Living on a Prayer on Slippery When Wet. And, you know, it's got incredibly memorable intro.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about working on the docks and union men on strike. And I thought, well, you know, this is kind of like the next thing from Springsteen, I suppose. You know, I mean, New Jersey. And I mean, how important was it to represent?
That storyline is historically Shakespearean. Boy meets girl.
Yeah.
And from whence we came, and you can relate, you know, with Manchester, this is the working people that you knew.
Yeah.
My three best friends all joined the Navy. There was no other way out.
Yeah.
You worked in the factory or you joined the service. None of us come from money or influence or world travelers or anything like that. So for my three best friends to get an education and then a career path, they joined the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for me, at that age, I was already playing, and I was like, I think I'm going to pursue this.
Yeah.
And I come from a home of two service members.
Yeah.
So writing those stories were our people. We didn't know what that song was. We had no idea.
You didn't know that it was going to be a
of course not.
Huge hit.
I mean, Bad Name, like I said, sounded radio friendly.
Okay.
Living on a Prayer didn't sound like anything. It didn't sound like anybody we'd heard before.
No, I mean,
you know, it didn't sound like anything else on the radio. And so that bass line was what we knew was integral to the story. And we were thinking, sugar pie, honey bunch, boom, 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 you know. And that's how, when we wrote it, I left the room and said, no, it's good, it's good, but it's fine. When we went into rehearsal and we worked on that bass line, and then Tico came in playing drums, then we were like, there's the pop.
Right.
You know, we didn't write it with a key change. That came in pre-production.
The key change is...
It's
killer, isn't it?
You hit the high C and tell me how it goes, okay?
I mean, it's an amazing moment. I wrote down memorable key change. I mean, it's more
it's
than memorable.
C.
Yeah, it's
C.
Brilliant. I mean, what a song. Yeah.
And when you're 25, you're like, yeah, I could do it.
What was it like to sing live? You know, what was it like to sing live?
Now it's a B.
Then. Now it's a B.
Yeah, now it's a B.
Oh, well, that's interesting, yeah.
It's high. Yeah, show me a lot of 62-year-old men that can pop a B or a C, you know? It's not easy. Wow. Yeah, it takes a lot of training.
You look good for 66.
That's why I have a plastic implant in my throat.
So next up is track 4, Social Disease.
Mm-hmm.
I've got written here, Love is a Social Disease.
Mm-hmm. It was just a tongue-in-cheek in the way of the Bad Name. We were young and dumb and, you know, having a lot of fun. And but those stories and that live kind of... even the horn section that we put in that was reminiscent of when I was in a cover band and had a horn section. And the characters are reminiscent of the Tommy and Gina and the ones in Let It Rock. And these are the characters that we knew in the bars. And, you know, like I said, we were hell-bent on being a great live band. So songs like this were written for that.
Yeah.
Not meant to be singles.
Could have been.
Wasn't.
No. Well, let's hear it. It's Bon Jovi with Social Disease. Tim's Listening Party on Absolute Radio. I'm Tim Burgess, joined by John Bon Jovi, and that was Social Disease. Next on Slippery When Wet is Wanted, Dead or Alive.
Big video.
Big song.
Big song. Yeah, I mean, I knew that.
I'm a cowboy on a steel horse. I ride, I'm wanted dead or alive.
Yeah, that was the tour bus. And I woke up, you know, sun up one day in Wisconsin, conceptualized that looking out of a bus window, in that second album and second tour. Remembered it when we got home and went over to Richie's house and, you know, kind of woke him up around noonish one day and to remember that concept. And he played that lick just fell off of his fingertips. We wrote that song and another song in the same day.
Yeah.
So it was a good day.
I love stories like that.
Yeah. And it was just, you know, he came up with that lick. I had the concept. We wrote it in his mother's basement next to the washing machine.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, the song still stands up today. It was a massive hit.
And such, you know, life-changing.
Yeah. So Slippery was chock-a-block of hit singles.
I mean, for anyone who's not traveled across America on a tour bus, I mean, you know, you go from mountains to the desert. And I mean, it's the best, you know, I mean, I dreamed about it all my life. And, you know, and I still would rather not take a plane and would still see, you know, look out of the window. And
sure.
Just, I mean, it's just such a vibe. I mean, how many songs have you written like on the tour bus?
Well, we haven't been on a bus since then. But one Slippery hit, I got off of buses.
Okay.
But I've been across our country, you know, quite a few times over the course of my life and taken that trip, you know, on a motorbike or something to where you really go to discover America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's not just the highways, but you're off on the two lanes and visiting the states that otherwise you wouldn't have gotten to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even if you are on a tour, and especially if you're on a tour in a bus, you're on a major highway and you're going to a major city to play somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But going to find the small town in the state that you don't go to was the way to really... We'd call it the Kerouac years of In Search of Route 66.
I mean, I carried my, you know, on the road.
Yeah, sure. It's a rite of passage.
First time I went,
of course.
Passage, listened to Dylan, you know, Blonde on Blonde.
Rite of passage.
You know, exactly. And it's just like the greatest feeling ever.
Yeah.
I still try and, you know, write something.
It's always there for you.
It's always there, you know, just, I love it. Back to Wanted Dead or Alive. It's such an American song.
Thank you.
The only way I could really describe it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. I think people would be excited to hear that it was written next to a washing machine.
Yes.
Which is
much kind of this record universal. Was written in that basement.
That's the universal element to it.
It is true. Yeah, you know, and just the small house that he grew up in.
Yeah.
Bad Name was written in that same basement next to it, and several other songs on this record.
Wow.
It's all the same.
was Bon Jovi with Wanted Dead or Alive. It's time for a short break, but we'll continue with this Bon Jovi listening party very soon. Thanks to those who've got in touch so far. Keep tweeting me at Tim_Burgess and at Absolute Radio using the hashtag Tim's Listening Party.
Absolute Radio, telling the story behind another iconic album with Tim Burgess.
Get involved using the hashtag Tim's Twitter Listening Party.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great. Yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me nu bought pasande. Ehi meri pehli car si. Ehi me horn chalondi.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favorite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
At NatWest, we think Britain's small businesses are a big deal. It's why we've helped more businesses get started in the last year than any other UK bank. Get 2 years free banking on everyday transactions when you open a NatWest startup account, plus free digital tools and expert advice. Ready to take your first step? Search NatWest Business. Tomorrow begins today with NatWest, proud partner of Team GB. To verify, email checkit at natwest.com. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply. Other fees may apply.
Sun is shining in the sky.
Sam used to worry about rising energy prices, but not since fixing his tariff. Instead of spending hours looking for deals, he just relaxes in the shower. Singing. Rather badly. Because with a British Gas fixed tariff, you're protected against future price rises. And if we release a cheaper fixed tariff, you can switch to it absolutely free. Search British Gas tariffs. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
It's the season of generosity. And at Waitrose, we're kicking things off with our half-price roasts offer. Choose from our tender and rich Aberdeen Angus beef roasting joints. Or juicy Moorish beach smoked gammon joints. You can serve generously with our half price roasts. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions. Offer ends 12th of November.
And you join us now with this penalty shootout locked at an unbelievable 19-all.
Yeah, I hope these fans haven't got a train to catch.
2019 now! Oh, this is going to be a long night.
You're telling me.
Last train home won't wait for penalties. Better get a travel lodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
Not playing seriously. Even my team know you have to take breaks from time to time.
2 sugars for me, please.
Which is why we have features that let you gamble responsibly. Like our deposit limits, cool-off function, and for those dark chocolate digestives.
Virgin Games. Serious about play. Visit virgingames.com. 18 plus, UK only. Play responsibly. BeGambleAware.org.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the UEFA Champions League.
Who's going to get on the end of it? Who wants it more? Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
Liverpool versus Leverkusen, live from 6:30 p.m. It's on Prime. Absolute Radio presents Tim's Listening Party.
With Tim Burgess.
Telling the story behind...